Which is a more likely reunion, Vinny? Mauricio Pochettino and Tottenham or Vinny Perth and Dundalk?
There was the setup. I see it.
OTB AM. Weekdays from 7:30 AM. Listen on the OTB Sports app. The OTB Podcast Network with Get Set Go. Quickstart car insurance you can sort anytime, online, then bounce on with your day. Get a quote today at getsetgo.ie.
The LGFA has announced Glenveagh Homes as the new sponsors of the LGFA's Gaelic for Girls programme. Gaelic for Girls is an 8-week programme incorporating coaching sessions with fun, non-competitive blitzes aimed at increasing participation in Gaelic football. And we're delighted to welcome Gaelic for Girls ambassador Amy Mackin to the show. Amy, good morning to you. How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, thanks. How did you get into Gaelic football? How important is it that stuff like these initiatives actually exist?
Yeah, it's massive, I think, especially in every community across the country. You know, there's a lot of girls out there that maybe don't have the opportunity, and this is a great opportunity for girls to get started in Gaelic football, and I suppose a chance for us as coaches to sort of spread the word and just to get more people involved in ladies football. I think for me, I started out playing with the boys on my club team, and then our club started a Gaelic for Girls program, and that's how we started our ladies team within our own club. So it's a good kickstart for a club that's looking to start ladies football.
There's been an explosion in numbers playing Gaelic football in the last decade or so, and I think your story is fairly similar to a lot of clubs around the country where there probably wasn't a senior team, but all of a sudden there were two under-16 teams and then a minor team, and then it just continued on. The most important thing is making sure that people continue on, particularly in that kind of under-14, under-16 cohorts.
Yeah, definitely. It's all about participation. And I think over the course of my time at under-14 and 16, a lot of the girls might have dropped out. You know, they didn't continue on. We were lucky in my own club that a lot of the girls that I play senior football with now, it was the same team as our under-12 team 10 years ago. So we were lucky with our club that participation levels stayed consistent. But I know it is an issue with other clubs. So these type of initiatives, it's just all about promoting ladies football, and get the more talk about it, the more participation hopefully it comes. And I think it's up to us as ladies footballers to promote it within our own communities. Just to keep the ball rolling.
Did you say you're doing a bit of coaching yourself as well, Amy?
Yeah, well, I'll be coaching at the Gaelic for Girls programme at my own club. We're fortunate enough to be hosting it ourselves.
Have you done a bit of coaching before?
Yeah, I've done a wee bit. I don't know if I'm much good at it, but I sort of help just use my own experiences to help younger ones in our club. We're actually, me and my sister were involved in our under 14 girls team at the minute, so it's nice to sort of give back to your club, because I think they do so much for you. So I think it's always nice to give back.
What's your experience been like then from that perspective, seeing it as somebody who's gone through those ranks and obviously made it at senior level? Is there a greater volume of kids playing the game? Is there a greater standard? What's been your experience?
Yeah, I think the big thing is the participation. There's more girls actually playing Gaelic football compared to when I was playing. I think, as I say, I played the boys' football and there might have been a handful of girls playing. It was usually more of a boys' sport, but it's great to see. And I think the standards are getting higher as well. And the skill levels and fitness levels are improving. So it's nice to see, and it's only going to get better, I suppose.
How come Gaelic Games won the battle in your heart over soccer?
It's a tough one. I think it's been my whole life. It's what I've been brought up into from no age, and I think the involvement in club, that community aspect, it doesn't compare then to soccer. Soccer's sort of a more of a business run sport, but I think GAA, it's just the complete love of it. You don't get a lot out of it, more just your own experience, and I think it's just the general love for GAA that was big in our community and big in my family. And I think when I look back, there was only real one outcome, what way it was going to go.
In terms of coaching, what's the stuff that you've kind of kept with you over the years, and what kind of what do you value in a coach now when somebody's giving you feedback on your own performance?
Yeah, I think it's all about listening to the coaches. When I was younger, that's what my main aim was, that they know more probably than what I know. So it's all about learning from what their experiences were. It's the same as me now. I'm just trying to coach the girls some of my experiences, and just general basic skills that we're working on. It's all about improving them. So that's sort of the general aspect of it, and just listening and learning. I'm learning as a coach as well. So it's tougher this side of the pitch, I know that much.
It definitely is, isn't it? It's I'm sure it's much easier just to go out and play. And like, you're still very young, so you still obviously have plenty of years playing ahead of you. The one other aspect of coaching that I just wanted to ask you about before we talk about the play, it's like resilience and the ability to take defeats and to take setbacks. And you know, obviously you've had experience with some serious injuries as well. So how important is it to talk about those things? How do you coach those things? How do you become prepared, or can you be in any way prepared for suffering serious injuries?
I think it's just accepting it, more importantly. You know, we're in this sport, any injury can happen. An injury can happen walking down the street. You know, it's not, you do it more for the love of it. You don't be thinking about the injuries, but I think it's just accepting that it can happen and just get on with it as such. I don't think I looked too much into my injury that I got. It was just, right, it's happened. I just have to get on with it. I think the more you dwell on it, the worse it gets. So nothing was going to change when you get an injury. So it's all about getting your mindset right and focusing on what you have to do. I think it's just your training changes, but it's just adapting and accepting it all.
The other thing, obviously, is some of the goals you scored went viral last year, and that leads to profile, and it also ends up leading to individual awards. So one of the expectations might be that you'll be much more closely marked this year. But the thing is that people have kind of known about you from the time that you were very young. So I guess you've been dealing with pressure and attention pretty much since the very first time that you played senior club football.
Yeah, I suppose I have. It's something, to be honest, I don't really think about. It's not on me. It's not Amy Mackin versus another county. It's Armagh. So there's 15 players on the field, and each of us have our own jobs to do. Whether I get marked closely or not, that's up to other counties. It's something I don't really think about. I think more about how we perform as a team, more importantly than how I'm doing as such.
What's been the big ambition from an Armagh point of view then this year, Amy, to make that step forward, to actually get over the next stage? Obviously, it seems that Armagh are in that cohort of teams that have the talent that is capable of taking down Dublin and capable of bringing the All-Ireland to a different destination. So what have you done in the off-season as a team to try and make that next step?
Well, it was a lot tougher this lockdown, just in terms of having to train on your own. The weather wasn't too great, but we were all sent individual programmes, and it was sort of the one aim that we came back to team training in the right shape and the right mindset. But I think this year for us as a team, it's a total new slate. We just go into each competition and each game looking to win it, but we just take each game as it comes, and we don't look too far ahead. But we've youth on our side and that bit of experience too, but we just have to keep learning and keep adapting. Dublin have set the standards within the country to sort of for every county to get up to. So we're just looking to close the gap and just focus on ourselves and look to improve individually, and hopefully that works out helping the team.
When there is a superstar team like Dublin in the sport, it becomes very easy for everybody to be obsessed with trying to develop a style of play to beat them. We see it a lot in the men's game in particular, but actually history would show you the right thing to do is to develop your own style and your own identity and get super good at that. And that's the foundation for you to eventually knock off one of these superpowers. What like, from your own perspective, what do you think is the right way, and what is the Armagh style that you're trying to evolve at the moment?
Well, I don't want to give too much away. No, am I joking? I think our style of play is just, we have a lot of forwards that can do a lot of creative things, so it's just all about being creative when you're going forward and sort of be an exciting team. I suppose it's nice to watch when it's sort of fun and enjoyable for ourselves, and that's when you play better. So it's just an attacking team, but also when you're coming up against the likes of Dublin, you have to be wary of the defensive side, because every other team in the country has such good forwards as well. So I think it's just focusing, as you say, on ourselves and the style of play. When you're coming up against the likes of Dublin, you have to be on your game, and any mistake they're going to punish. So it's all about just taking control of what you can do and trying your best at the end of the day, that's all you can do.
And some supporters allowed back into grounds to watch the matches. What's that been like?
Yeah, it's great. I think we sort of used to have no one at the games, which isn't nice. I think we all liked our friends and family being there to support us and help us. And even to hear a cheer when the ball goes over the bar in the net or a block, it was just great. And more importantly, it was probably great for the supporters to get out of the house and be able to watch it live. So it's nice, and it's a nice step to take, and hopefully we can start getting more in.
Amy, we wish you the very best of luck with the rest of the season and the coaching over the summer. Thanks a million for joining us this morning. Cheers.
No bother. Thanks very much.
The OTB Podcast Network with GetSetGo. Quickstar car insurance you can sort anytime, online, then bounce on with your day. Get a quote today at GetSetGo.ie.